This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
These articles are the product of a deliberate, thoughtful, and fair investigation.
There is no greater impeachable offense than for an officer of the United States to violate their oath.
You have a short time coming. You can honorably resign, or we are going to impeach you. And it's happening very, very soon.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
An attempt by the Republicans to impeach DH Secretary Mayorkas yesterday over the border craziness failed because a handful of Republicans voted no.
Among them, Congressman Tom McClintock of the 4th District of California. Tom's often been described as the gold standard for fiscal conservatism in Congress, if that even exists anymore. And the congressman joins us now. Tom, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
I'd imagine you're hearing it good and loud from a lot of Republican voters for your vote against the impeachment of Mayorkas. How dare you, sir?
Why are you for open borders? That's the question.
Well, it's actually been fairly mild. We've only had two death threats so far, so I consider that a win.
Good day, yeah.
So why were you no vote on impeaching the DHS secretary?
Because that's not what impeachment is for. I have nothing nice to say about Mayorkas. I think he is guilty of maladministration on a truly cosmic scale. But that is not grounds for impeachment, and we know that because maladministration was specifically considered by the convention and rejected. Instead, they used the term high crimes and misdemeanors, and there's a very specific meaning to that, crimes that are related to the office. By dumbing down the standard for impeachment, you're opening up a Pandora's box that will be turned against conservatives on the Supreme Court, will be turned against a future Republican administration and cabinet the moment the Democrats take control, and there will be nobody to stop them because the Republicans will now have signed off on this new and very different standard for impeachment. And the fact of the matter is, even if the Senate were to remove him, it changes nothing because of he is simply carrying out the policies of this administration. You're not going to fix this by replacing one leftist official like Mayorkas with an Ocasio-Cortez. It's only can be fixed by replacing the entire administration, and that can only be done by the American people at the ballot box. And I think they're coming around to that conclusion.
I hadn't realized AOC was even on the short list. What a terrifying notion. And I actually heard Mike Gallagher speaking on this topic, and he said something very similar about swapping out one, you know, far-left puppet for Biden for another one. What good would that do? But I want to nail this down in case people went over a pothole or didn't quite follow it. It was the Constitutional Convention where the concept of impeachment was being discussed at length that you referred to when you said the convention. And they looked at, well, you're just bad at your job and you're not doing it, and they specifically rejected that.
Right. Madison objected. Actually, the Committee on 11 on September 4th issues a recommendation, treason and bribery only. That's it. of George Mason objected to that on September the 8th. He says, there ought to be something more than that. He proposed maladministration. That is basically doing a lousy job, and Mayorkas is certainly guilty of that. And it was Madison who stood up and said, wait a second, you go down this path, then you're making the president a minister of the Senate. That destroys the entire concept of the separation of powers. That's the central architecture of this Constitution. And that's when they rejected maladministration, doing a bad job, and substituted for it high crimes and misdemeanors, actually committing a crime relating to the office. That's the high and high crimes. You know, the example I use is Bill Clinton. He was definitely guilty of a crime, perjury, but it was not a high crime. It was not related to his office. So he was unjustly impeached by the House. He was quickly acquitted by the Senate. And the American people made their displeasure with this partisan, one-sided impeachment very clear at the polls. And it pains me to see the Republican Party making the same mistake again.
Well, and you already mentioned this, but the concern would be that we'd be constantly impeaching these people. You would have impeached the whoever was Secretary of Health and Human Services when the Republicans had the House because you didn't like the way the Obamacare rollout went. You'd impeach the Secretary of the Treasury because we're printing so much money. I mean, there'd be so many things all the time.
That was Madison's point at the convention. The moment you have a president of one party and a Congress of the other, if you're going to have a low standard like that, that's going to be a constant fixture now in our political life, and that's not going to go well for the country. It's not altogether complicated.
And what an interesting way to illustrate it, that the president would become a minister hired and fired by the Senate. That's a good illustration.
Yeah, just, you know, just what the job he's doing. And by the way, these are the same arguments that I made against the sham impeachments of Donald Trump twice in the House Judiciary Committee. And the same people who cheered those arguments of when I made them to oppose the impeachment of Trump are now jeering those same arguments, and the principles haven't changed any. It's just the shoes now on the other foot, as Alan Dershowitz would say.
Since we're talking immigration, and that's what this is all about, where are you on that Senate bill that, if it miraculously passed the Senate, comes to the House? Are you a yes or a no on that?
Oh, no, I'm a vigorous no on that. This is a terrible bill. And, you know, they're selling it as an improvement on the current situation. And that part is true. But it would tie the hands of any president who actually wanted to control the border in the future. Just to be clear on this, what it does is it says that the administration has to allow up to 4,000 illegal entries every day. If it goes above 4,000, the administration has the discretion of closing the border. If it goes up above 5,000 a day for 7 days or more, they're required to do that. Now, again, that's an improvement over Biden. But imagine if the next president actually wants to secure our border, and I think the next president will. He's now required to accept at least 4,000 illegal immigrants a day, or up to 4,000 illegal immigrants a day under this bill. That's outrageous. That's 1.8 million a year. And by the way, the cartels control that border. Nobody crosses it without their permission. They'll simply time the releases so that you have 3,999 a day. You can see the difference in enforcement between the two administrations. The day Trump left office, the border was secure. The Remain in Mexico policy had slowed illegal immigration to a trickle. The border wall was nearing completion. We were actually enforcing court-ordered deportations. His very first day in office, inauguration day, Joe Biden reversed those policies, and that is what has produced the largest illegal mass migration in American history. So it ultimately is an enforcement issue. This would make enforcement very difficult for a future president who actually wanted to do what Trump did and secure the border.
My only gripe with that argument, which I agree with, is that some of that authority, a significant part, was based on COVID, though. Is there any getting that back?
Well, actually, the Immigration and Nationality Act, let me read you just this portion. This is current law. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation, for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens and any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. That's current law. This president
that settles it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, I finally understood what Alejandro Mayorkas meant when he said the border is secure. The cartel is secured it. They're in charge of how many people can come across. So he was telling
and
the
by
truth.
By the way, we were told at Del Rio Sector when we were at Eagle Pass a couple of months ago, last month, of it just in that sector, they estimate the cartel is making $32 million a week. That's about $1.6 billion a year just in that one sector. So the crime cartels actually are making money, completely controlling their side of the border, and we're losing a ton of money with the border wide open on our side. So there's something wrong with that. And again, it comes down to enforcement. At Yuma last year, I told the Border Patrol officer we met with, we write laws, we can't enforce them. What laws do you need us to write? And they said to a man, we don't need new laws. We need to enforce the laws we already have on the books. Trump did, Biden didn't. And this Senate bill would lock in a future president and make it very difficult for him to actually control the borders, at least anywhere below 3,999 daily illegal crossings.
Wow. Tom McClintock, congressman from the 4th District of California. Tom, you hit it out of the park. Good stuff. Well, I'm sorry?
5th District.
5th District? Oh, they keep switching the damn districts. You're right. Don't worry. People will be fired for giving me the wrong info. We enforce the rules here. Maybe not in the boy. Here we do. All right, Tom, it's great to talk to you. Thanks. Keep up the good
work. Thanks.
All right, you got it. Mm-hmm. That's right next door to the other district. It's easy to get confused.
How many Republicans voted no? It was only a 4, wasn't it? 4-6.
4, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A couple of people were out, though. And they're going to come back, and they might try to do it again, see if they can get over the majority.
If somebody has a reasoned opinion for why McClintock is wrong, I would like to see it, because I'm always willing to take on somebody who disagrees with me. I find it interesting and fun. But that is what principle over expediency sounds like.
Yeah,
I happen to know he despises Mayorkas's administration of his job.
Yeah, I don't even feel like this is a complicated issue. That's not what impeachment's for. Joe Buck, who has been the announcer for many a Super Bowl, is predicting a disaster in Las Vegas this weekend. Can tell you what he means by that. Have you seen Southwest rollout of their new seats and planes, their new interiors? I watched the video last night. Can tell you about that. If you fly Southwest, it's going to be a pretty major change, and looks like for the good, although it's getting some negative reviews. Bunch of other stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
The Fed is setting a digital dollar control trap. The new FedNow system might sound modern and convenient, but the truth is, it's all about surveillance and control. Don't be fooled. Secure your assets right now with something Washington cannot manipulate. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, former advisor to Donald Trump. And in these times of uncertainty, I believe the best way to defend your savings is to use tangible assets. which is why I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, because gold has a 5,000-year track record as the ultimate guardian of wealth. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SAFEGUARD to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SAFEGUARD to the number 989898. That's SAFEGUARD to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no obligation or purchase required.
Message and data rates may apply.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This year, more Super Bowl ads are playing it safe because companies want to avoid social media backlash. Brands are trying so hard not to offend anyone, so some of them even changed their slogans. Yeah, for example, Verizon says, "Can you hear me now?" Just kidding, I want to listen. Next up, Burger King's is, "Have it your way." Wait, did that sound passive aggressive? Then K Jewelers is, "Every kiss begins with K," and by that we mean consent. And finally, Trix Cereals is, "Tricks are for kids, but no judgment. We know it's been a tough year." There you go.
So, of course, those were just jokes. We're talking about the Super Bowl. ABC News and David Muir had this important report yesterday.
You probably heard the speculation that Travis Kelce may propose to Taylor Swift
at the game in Vegas on Sunday. She'll be performing in Tokyo, flying back in time for the game. Travis Kelce's been pressed about the engagement rumors, suggesting the only ring he's focused on right now is a Super Bowl ring.
I actually hadn't heard that. You may have heard the rumor that... What? What are you talking about?
I'm shaking
about?
My head sadly.
What are you talking about? So here's what Joe Buck said about the Super Bowl in an interview yesterday. So Fox has had the Super Bowl for quite a few years. Their contract ended last year, and now CBS has the Super Bowl this weekend, so he is not the announcer. And he said he's not going to be there, and he doesn't want to be anywhere near there because the whole Vegas thing is not his style. He predicts at least one giant, perhaps game-altering problem because of the fact that the Super Bowl is Vegas. He just believes that the level of temptation, the number of parties, the level of the parties everywhere, so easy to get to, is going to get some player into trouble.
Oh, and wow.
And he could be right.
Huh. I've heard the NFL, not the teams, but the league, said no gambling. You can't even play a slot machine while you're in town. I think they're anticipating, I don't know why they'd go after gambling. It's more like, don't be seen with no skanks, would be where I would start.
I don't think gambling is going to be a problem, but, you know, just getting hammered, driving too fast, doing crazy stuff, whatever, that Vegas is famous for. Yeah, I realize there are a lot of them are in their 20s, but, God, I would think there'd be some leader on every team that could say, look, this is what you've wanted your entire life more than anything. Me too. Party like crazy next weekend. Hey, I'll pay for it. But let's just stay in our hotel rooms this week. Let's just practice, eat a meal, go to bed, watch TV.
Yeah, that's exactly the message the veterans have to be given. And it works on, like, you know, how many guys do they take on a Super Bowl roster? I don't even know. But
14,
the standard's
70,
what, 63 or something like that. If 61 guys out of 63 listen, that's pretty good. But then you got the two guys who don't.
Do you really need to be at the, Joe Buck mentioned, the Maxim Party, a magazine known for, you know, hot chicks on the cover? Do you really need to be at the Maxim Party? Or the whatever party to meet hot girls. You're a professional athlete. You'll have a chance to meet hot girls next weekend.
Or drop by the Spearmint Rhino, I think is the name of the famous strip club.
Right.
I see a rhino, I don't think about what flavor it is. not sure where that name came from, but yeah, that'll be interesting. Oh, I got a couple more quick Super Bowl notes. $7 million for a 30-second ad.
Okay,
that's pretty impressive. And getting back to Jimmy Fallon's joke, Super Bowl ads are going to be avoiding woke politics, it's said, because they've realized now that we can't, turns out not everybody thinks this crap, they figured out.
Well, that's a win for us, isn't it? Those of us who bitched about it, and I guess all these companies heard us. And thought, huh, we did more harm than good. We spent millions of dollars on an ad, and like 90% of the people who saw it were angry or pissed off or less likely to use our product. Maybe we'll rethink that next year.
84 Lumber's infamous border wall commercial or Budweiser's screed on immigration. Yeah.
Oh, I'd forgotten that.
Hey, the coming half hour, noted scholar and friend of Armstrong and Getty disagrees vehemently with Tom McClintock. We'll tell you why.
Oh, cool. That's a good one. Lots of stuff on the way. If you miss a segment, get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
New year, even a presidential election year, but we are still facing the same issues. You need to prepare for the worst. Protect your home, your family, and your investments. It's time to reach out to the Oxford Gold Group. They make it simple for you whether you are buying more gold, diversifying your 401k, or buying gold for the first time. Call the Oxford Gold Group at 833-995-GOLD and order the investment guide or make a purchase of precious metals and get up to $2,500 in free gold. 833-995-GOLD.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Save up to 80% when you file with TaxSlayer. Start...
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, listeners, when it comes to romance, what's more romantic than two forks sharing one creamy, delicious piece of cheesecake? Drizzle that cheesecake with Nutella, the irresistible and beloved cocoa hazelnut spread, and you've got a shareable sweetheart of a dessert to finish off your Black Bear Diner meal. So grab your Valentine and make your way to Black Bear Diner for a cozy and shareable celebration. Order online at blackbeardiner.com or stop by daily at our Reading location.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Uh-oh.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Now, this is an interesting topic. We've had so many school shootings over the years in this country, and we've talked about them so many times, but this is the first time yesterday a parent has ever been charged and found guilty with something because their kid shot up a school. In this case, this Ethan Crumbly, who's now 17, shot up his high school, killed four of his classmates, wounded a bunch of others. Mom's going to jail. Both parents have been in jail for over 2 years, unable to post a $500,000 bond while awaiting their trials. There's a whole bunch of, to me, extraneous stuff that got into the courtroom that certainly made her look like a bad mom or person or whatever, and you could see how a jury would have turned against her on just this stuff, but was it relevant? Anyway, let's go through the news report of it, and then we can discuss.
Jennifer Crumbly found guilty on four counts in all of involuntary manslaughter after prosecutors argued she had ignored obvious signs of her son's mental struggles, including pictures then 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly drew and on which he wrote, quote, blood everywhere.
The day he shot up the school, he had drawn some pictures of, like stick figures of people, kids being shot and him with a gun. They argued in court that the drawing of the gun was, looked exactly like the gun they had at home. I don't know what I think of that.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. This is some of the extraneous stuff that bothers me a little bit. But let's hear more of the report.
On November 30th, 2021, Jennifer Crumbly and her husband, James, were summoned to Oxford High School in Michigan after staff there found Ethan Crumbly's drawings. The Crumblys were asked to take their son home and advised they could get same-day mental health care services. They said they couldn't take Ethan because they both needed to go back to work. Hours later, Ethan Crumbly shot dead four of his classmates and wounded seven others.
I mean, that's another hindsight 2020 looks really, really bad. As a single parent, that whole I gotta work thing is a problem a lot. And so is your kid disturbed enough in that moment to take the rest of the day off and take the kid home? Or have you been dealing with mental health issues with this kid for years like they had, and this is just another ripple, and we'll deal with it when we get home or whatever? I mean, these are tough, tough judgment calls, in my opinion.
Yeah, mom and dad definitely come off as A, dopes, and B, not very good parents. But,
oh, yeah, there's more.
Certainly, yeah, I was going to say, at any moment of any parent's life, you could be described that way.
Well, there's a lot more to that, too, that the jurors heard about and played into how the jurors turned against her, I think. But final piece of the report here, and then I'll get to that.
Jennifer Crumbly's attorneys had argued in court she couldn't possibly have foreseen the violence her son would turn to, and that holding her responsible would set a dangerous precedent for parents everywhere. Prosecutors argued text messages between Crumbly and her son showed she could and should have taken action when Ethan made clear his mental struggles, but they argued Mrs. Crumbly was more interested in her two horses and an extramarital affair she was involved in than she was in her son's well-being.
Yeah, for instance, she's hooking up with this married firefighter dude for like a year, and they're going to hotels and all this different sort of stuff, and the argument was in court that she was more interested in her hot, hot firefighter sex than she was in taking a look at her kid. Again, is that fair at all or not? I don't have the slightest idea. But I could certainly see how that would turn a bunch of jurors against her, especially when those jurors had sat there and watched the video footage from inside the school as the kid goes through shooting and killing children. I mean, it'd be pretty easy to make the leap that you're an awful person and there you were having affairs with the firefighter and you should have known this. But is that accurate? Is that fair?
Jack, as a near attendee of law school, which makes me eligible to practice in, I believe it's 13 states, I would have loved to have heard the pretrial hearings as the judge assessed which of these things would be admissible and which not, because a lot of that sounds just, you know, secondhand, granted, incredibly prejudicial. I mean, there are people right now who own two horses and are banging firefighters who are also attentive and loving parents. I don't suggest it,
Right. Now, they revealed excerpts from his journal, the kid, and this is a horrible story all the way around, right? I mean, I'm not discounting that at all, but in which he had written, "My parents won't listen to me about getting me help or a therapist. I have zero help for my mental problems, and it's causing me to shoot up the effing school." He had written in a journal that his parents had not seen, but that was their evidence that, you know, he was crying out for help and his parents were ignoring him, which they may very well have been. But the having an affair is not proof of that. Prosecutors showed text message exchanges between mom and son over several years in which the word love only appeared three times. Again, does that mean anything? Is there a certain number of times love has to show up in your text messages before you're a good parent versus a negligent one responsible for school shootings? I mean,
You haven't really gotten to the gun stuff, and I find myself wondering whether all of what we've discussed, or a lot of it anyway, is kind of wasted motion by the prosecution.
He did have access to guns as a troubled kid, and she had taken him to the range with the very gun he used to murder his classmates just days before. And he had access to the guns. She goes to the school. They have that meeting. There, she had some concern, she said at some point, about whether or not he had the gun with him, but didn't mention it to the school, so nobody looked in his backpack, because the gun was in the backpack. So, again, he draws the pictures, some teacher sees it, they call in the parents, they come in and say, "Yeah, well, we both got to go back to work, so we can't take him home from school." He then goes, gets that gun out of his backpack that he brought to school and commits these horrifying crimes. So I don't know.
Wow.
I am definitely not arguing that she is not guilty of something, but I am arguing that we're getting into some gray territory that could get very complicated very fast.
Yeah, the gun, concern that he had a gun, but I don't know, I gotta get back to work. Maybe he's got it, maybe he doesn't. I mean, this is a whole lot of gray area, this case. And I didn't follow it super closely, so I'll end my comments there. I wonder how it's gonna fare in the appeals process.
Yeah. I just, things like how often she was meeting her firefighter lover at the hotel, or how many times love showed up in their texts being presented to a jury.
Come on.
Is
the judge in this case. Yeah, yeah. So more on that, plus eminent scholar disagreeing with Tom McClintock in his appearance on the show after a quick word from our friends at Oxford Gold Group. With the world favoring online investing, stock markets, and cryptocurrencies these days, it almost seems archaic to invest in a tangible asset like gold.
Well, first of all, gold and other precious metals have been a sound investment for banks, governments, businesses, individuals for centuries for lots of different reasons. They hang on to their value. They ain't going away. They ain't like crypto. You're not going to wake up one day all of a sudden and gold isn't a thing.
One primary advantage of adding gold to your portfolio is its stability. Indeed, gold is also a good defense against inflation. And another advantage of investing in gold is that nobody knows you have it unless you tell them. There's not a lot of paperwork involved. And in the unlikely event of a massive financial crisis, you can use your gold as currency.
Go to OxfordGoldGroup.com/free and request the info kit today, or make a purchase of precious metals and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. That's OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. One more time, OxfordGoldGroup.com/free.
May I say something incredibly unfair about the past story, and then we'll move on? I mean, this is...
Your name's on the show. Have at it.
It's beneath me. It's beneath you.
Oh, goody.
She's got the frizzy, I often call the frizzy hair of the crazy person. The mom.
Yes.
And what's going on with this hot affair where they are meeting up for sex so often? She does not have the look of sex pot. I'll just say that.
Oh, no. Wrong. Wow. Misogynist, unfair, idiotic, probably racist. She's white. Absolutely wrong. As Billy Bob Thornton, known crazy person, but also well-known Hollywood consorter with babes.
Known crazy person, Angelina Jolie. Yes.
But he said, you can be with, for instance, the most beautiful woman on earth. And he described extremely unsatisfying sex in a way that I will not on the air. He said, on the other hand, you can have the most plain-looking girl in the world, and, man, she's got sex all over, and it's amazing.
Yeah, I would never criticize her for being plain.
Wow, really unpalatable. You should have stuck with that first part.
No. I would never say she's plain. How could she ever find sex? That's not what I was saying. But she looks like she is all kinds of unattractive. I mean, just overall, her demeanor, her dress, her attitude, and her physical look. I mean,
you don't find grumpy dopes sexy? She has been in the Who's Gal for 2 years, though, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah, again, so objectionable.
And her hot fire chief lover, they were meeting at the hotel instead of taking care of their kid and texting, I love you enough.
Yeah, there's a lot there that's inbounds, some that's straddling it just got one toe in, and some that's like way over there. It's way out of bounds. I'm not sure why it was admitted, but there you go.
Based on my experience of being around women and listening to the talk, there's a certain number of women that are listening to the story and then heard the, having a hot hotel affair sex with a fire chief. Oh, my God. Got their attention.
Yeah, should have led with that. So coming up, what it's like when two people agree completely, but respectfully. That's okay. Kind of a lost art these days.
I don't like it. People are right or they're wrong, and if they're wrong, they're evil.
That's a good point.
That's the way I look at it. So on the question of Tom McClintock voting no on impeaching Mayorkas yesterday, we got some pushback on that. We'll take a look at that and other things on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-935-1692. 800-935-1692. That's 800-935-1692.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds, Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members, great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Limp and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The NYPD has announced that the police robot that was tasked with patrolling a Times Square subway station has been retired. Apparently, they caught him stealing cocaine from the evidence room.
It's impossible for me to imagine a police robot ever working. I can't even believe they tried it.
No, it could be like a lookout robot, I guess. Security guard-ish thing, but...
Meh.
So we talked to Tom McClintock. He voted against impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas, the morally, legally, and patriotically ugly, horrible Secretary of Homeland Security for completely failing to enforce any of our immigration laws.
4 traitorous Republicans doomed the impeachment effort.
Well said. And Tom was one of them, and he explained that this would be an abuse of our the impeachment power, as described in the Constitution, which during the Constitutional Convention, they specifically rejected the idea of maladministration being an impeachable offense, because they said, well, if that's true, then the minute the Senate thought, I don't like this president, I think he's doing a crappy job, they could fire him, making the president just a minister of the Senate, as Tom put it. And that would destroy the separation of powers, as envisioned by the founding papas. And so
The founding fathers, of course, were envisioning presidents of the future getting Hummers from interns as being an impeachable offense.
Well, then, Tim Sandifer of the Goldwater Institute, good friend of the Armstrong and Getty Show, and fine feller in general, texted. And, I want you to know that a couple of texts down the line, he says, by the way, I've known Tom McClintock for years, and I know he's in good faith, and I respect him a lot. Okay? And I'm going to paraphrase some of this because it wasn't specifically for air. McClintock is off base. Of course maladministration is impeachable. Negligence and incompetence are high crimes against society. His argument depends on the convention. Well, that gets into a little subtlety of language. As for cabinet members being servants of Congress, that doesn't worry me. I think we need more control by the people's elected representatives, not less.
That scratches me where I itch.
I do picture myself picturing, well, I'm sorry, I'm picturing this. Biden has Mayorkas not do his damn job. So they impeach Mayorkas. Then he gets in AOC. She doesn't do the damn job. They impeach AOC and kick her out. And they keep going through Secretaries of Homeland Security till one does the damn job. That's kind of an appealing thought. Others, like Tom McClintock, would say that would lead to chaos because every party, as soon as they got hold of the House or Houses of Congress, would do that. And it would just never, never end. So anyway, I asked Tim Sandifer, what about Madison's arguments, though? He was negative about the idea of impeachment for maladministration. And he says, meh. I love Jimmy M., but he lived before the administrative state.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting wrinkle. Where the executive branch has vast legislative powers never imagined by the founding papas. Interesting wrinkle. By the way, I would add, he writes, that the convention debates were kept secret until the 1830s. So between 1787 and 1830, nobody knew what Madison said in Philadelphia. So for 50 years, people are interpreting the constitutional text, not the beliefs of particular people at the convention. And that's the right way to read the Constitution. Its words are the laws, not the beliefs of any particular person at the constitutional convention. End of rant. I said, well, wait a minute. You're anti-sifting through the founding papa's words and letters to try to sleuth out the meaning out of their often maddeningly brief official final drafts?
Good question.
And he said, no, I just don't take their beliefs as definitive. For example, maybe Madison told people he thought X, but maybe two other people who didn't think X and didn't give a speech. So relying on Madison's speech would give you a misimpression of what the whole convention or what the convention as a whole believed.
That's
all you can safely rely on is the written text of the Constitution, which is all that was ever ratified by the people anyway. Interesting.
Right. They did not ratify the behind-the-scenes conversations.
On the other hand, that's so true. This is so great. I'm going to spend all day thinking about this. On the other hand, when you get something like the Second Amendment, it's a cottage industry of trying to read the letters and thoughts of what did they mean by, the right to bear arms, well-regulated militia, et cetera. What did they think of individual ownership of firearms? And you sleuth that out. So I don't know. This is the beauty of self-governance and the challenge of it.
So at least for now, we're not funding the war in Ukraine or helping out Israel, because that legislation got tied up in this border stuff that has gone down in flames. It's an interesting place to be.
And the administration, which is adamantly pro-Israel, will, if the Republicans dare pass a bill funding Israel, they'll reject it immediately because they're so in favor of funding Israel.
Because they care so much about the border all of a sudden.
Yes! Finally, the Republicans, that's right. Wasn't the White House, super pissed off that the Republicans insisted on it all being packaged? They said that was stupid and horrible. And now that the Republicans are saying, we can't get this passed, let's do one at a time. The White House is like, that's utterly unacceptable!
Yeah, well, Mitch McConnell spoke to that yesterday. That's why it's all so complicated right now. You have so much inter-party disagreement over the strategies. Mitch McConnell said, I'd like to remind everyone here, this was our idea. Which is a decent point.
Yeah, both parties are falling apart.
Maybe that's good. Maybe we need to break down the lines in different ways. I don't know.
I'm going to double lock my doors and load my guns and just watch it all unfold. I wish you all luck. Good luck, because these are crazy times.
Sit there watching TV with a loaded gun there, Elvis. That'll fix all kinds of things. If you missed the segment, get the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you keep your money in a bank account, listen up. The banking system is once again under extreme stress. And after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are the sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just use the promo code GOLD. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Best performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risk. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.